A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we see what the Jewish people, the chosen people, brought to the world, especially through the prophets. And what is that? Well, this is an account of the prophet Jeremiah after the destruction of Jerusalem and the carrying off of thousands of the people into exile into Babylon. And so everything is destroyed. The temple is burned to the ground. And he looks about and he sees hunger and death everywhere. And it's lamentation. Now, the pagan nations around Israel, they had these kinds of experiences too, of course. And they would lament and they would call out to their idols, their gods. But what they would do is they had a relationship of economy, economics. The gods are very angry. They've destroyed our city. We need to sacrifice to them. I'll take your daughter. And they would offer some kind of sacrifice, and a lot of times human sacrifice, to pay off the gods, to make them happy, to end the destruction. Here comes the people of Israel, the Jewish people. What do? First, they recognize this is our fault. We've been sinful. You, O God, are the creator. You do wondrous things. This is the result of our own sin. And then they remind the Lord of his covenant. And they express hope. There's no buying off God. There's no sacrifice. It's simply calling out to the Lord and trusting in him and his goodness. And reminding him, your glory, that's what we're asking of you. We're asking you to just remember your own glory. We're asking you to remember your own covenant. We're asking that you show the world how good you are by forgiving your people. And of course, the Lord doesn't need to be reminded of this. It's simply the people themselves will need to be reminded of the goodness of God. And so what the Jewish people brought to the world is hope. Simply by expressing, re-expressing the covenant, expressing their repentance, and calling upon God's goodness and his creativity and his beauty. That is how they dealt with these awful moments. And the world's a different place. Our faith, our religion is not an economics. Let's buy God off. Let me say 10,000 rosaries and God will be happy with me now. No, he's already disposed to forgive. He's already all good and all beautiful. We merely need to open our hearts again to that same goodness and creativity and mercy and remember the covenant and live with hope and trust in God. And so ultimately the gift of the Jewish people to the world and for us to continue that gift is hope. We don't have to buy everything off, especially God. It's hope and his goodness and his trust that in the end that will win.